This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And thank you for joining us. We are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have Owen Schroyer co-hosting from the ATX with us today. We have Katie Hopkins from Moscow with some big developments from there joining us via Skype, and so much more. We're obviously going to be opening the phones up so all of you have a chance to give your take, your view on what's happening in North Korea. But here's the final equation. Mainstream media is trying to spin this that it's a good thing for communist China, that it's a good thing for North Korea. The Washington Post is. You've got the Democrats apoplectic. We've got compilation videos on Infowars.com just running the whole thing down. Here's what's happening. The globalists were using North Korea as a set piece, giving it the weapons, giving it the missiles, but keeping it in a very, very controlled, collapsed fashion as a set piece to control that whole region. If Trump can come in and swoop in like we did 40 years after being enemies with Vietnam and turn into an American ally, it's a giant coup for humanity, especially the people of North Korea. Kim Jong-un, the third-generation dictator, and they have committed unbelievable communist crimes against their people. But it was our CIA in 49 that put Mao in. It was the leftists of the Ford Foundation. This is all declassified. That made MacArthur stand down in 53 and not take out the 3 million Chinese troops that had come in to supplement the millions that have already come in. And so this has all been part of a UN action since then, 60-plus years ago, July 27th, 1953. You do the math. 60-plus years ago. And so Trump's coming in and saying, listen, you're the land between two lands. South Korea, with the highest GDP for any one nation in the world per capita, with China, with the third largest GDP in the world per total numbers, or I guess second, because it would be U.S., China, and then for total GDPs, it would then look like something like the EU. But for individual nations, South Korea has the largest GDP in the world. And they've got a 12.3 billion GDP in North Korea and a $1.4 trillion GDP, 113 times bigger in, and that's according to the IMF and World Bank, in South Korea. So they have 113 times bigger. So Trump comes in and is trying to cut North Korea out from communist China and out from the globalists that have used it for strategic tension. And it's simply saying, listen, the best way for you to empower your people and let them eat meat and let them have a high-calorie diet. And for an American, you know, people make jokes about that. Most North Koreans have never had meat. Might have had fish. I mean, that's how enslaved they are. That's the true dark ages of communism they're in. So if he can go in there and at least create some type of capitalist system with the ruling class, that will trickle down to the people and be a better system and reform them over time, like we've seen in China. China's still terrible and horrible and has slave factories and kills political dissidents, but compared to Mao killing 80-plus million people, they probably only killed, most estimates are, 15 million since Mao was in. It's a reform of sorts. Well, if you've got hundreds of thousands of people in slave camps, millions that have been killed, starved to death in North Korea, the sanctions only work if you crush the regime. That still hurts the people, but then get them to get off the people's back and then allow liberalization, as it's called, economically in these regimes. That doesn't mean liberalization as in the liberals turning us into North Korea. So Trump is shaking it up. He's had a lot of smart advisors doing this. I agree with it. It doesn't mean I like backslapping of Kim Jong-un. It doesn't mean I like all the glad-handing, but it shows that Trump understands the Asian system of face as well. And that he has to do that for their own propaganda in North Korea, almost forcing Kim Jong-un to accept the deal of a carpet of gold instead of a carpet of bombs. We'll break it all down straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. History's happening. Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Please be part of the history. Spread those links. Jam it down Soros and Hillary's big, fat, stinky, disgusting throats.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Here is President Trump going to shake hands with the North Korean hereditary dictator, Kim Jong-un. This is just yesterday. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday. We are broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it's really now Wednesday over in North Korea, over in Singapore. Let's look at the calculus of what's happened here. Trump has said he wants planetary victory. He wants free market, truly open societies that aren't run by the globalists, that aren't anti-human, that aren't anti-family, that aren't based in an austerity plan to create neo-feudalistic fascism in the globalist own terms. The ultimate example of neo-feudalistic authoritarianism is North Korea. Third generation hereditary dictator, the land between South Korea and North Korea. And Trump rightfully said, look at yourself as the land between these two giant economic superpowers. You have a $12.3 billion gross domestic product in North Korea, and that's probably puffed up numbers. South Korea has a $1.4 trillion GDP. That is the largest for a population that size in the world per capita. They have the number one economy in the world, the most connected internet-wise, highest level test scores, you name it, South Korea. Now, you have the genetically identical people to the north and geographically almost the same amount of land, and they can't produce one automobile or tie their shoelaces because that's communism, something that all these kids with skinny jeans and smartphones that don't want to have a job and their little, you know, sailor outfits and stuff that, you know, make fun of InfoWars can hardly talk, but they want to live under communism or socialism. And they like Bernie Sanders, who likes, you know, he likes $100,000 Audis and $1 million houses and $1 million vacation homes, but you dirty Americans don't have it. So Trump goes in there, and he rightfully shows him a video. In fact, I sent that video to you guys. If you have it, maybe we can roll it in the background for him. He just shows them a real estate development video from Miami and how they took real areas a decade ago and built them up outside Miami. And the media said, well, that wasn't even North Korea. That's Miami. The point is it's how they can develop things very quickly. And the fastest thing North Korea can do versus raw material they've already been selling to China and others is, and Russia is become a big tourist attraction. Open up. They got great beaches. They got great land. End all the tyranny. And you're talking in 5 years, you could already have 6 or 7 big resorts building like Cancun did, you name it. People want to go somewhere new. They want to go check out North Korea if it wasn't so authoritarian. And so that's what Trump's telling him. Now, again, China wants to keep them poor. They want to keep North Korea, period, under their control. China has had more than 20 wars with Korea. China absolutely hates Korea. Korea has always been nothing but problems for China for 2,000 years. The Japanese can't stand Korea. They're constantly invading it. So these three groups have always been at war with each other. And Trump is going in there and saying, look at South Korea. They went with us, and they've got a $1.4 trillion economy. Their average person makes like $80,000 a year. Your average person makes, what, a couple hundred dollars a year? You want to join us. They have the top medicine. They have the top everything. You want to go that direction. Look at the culture. Look at the music. Look at everything coming out of South Korea. It's super successful all over the world. Movies, music, art, literature, computers, science, technology, weapons. It's all out of South Korea. It's rivaling Japan. What happened to you? What happened to you? Well, you've been under communism. And so Trump shows them art, literature, culture, shows them a video with cut-ins of North Korea, of symphonies and music and industry and things, you know, to show them the difference of what you've been under, just like he'd show Eastern Germans a video, if he could, a film clip of what you're living under versus what you could do. And our sickening evil media, when you've got the West and capitalism and freedom of religion and everything, literally reaching a hand out to North Korea, something our elites since 1949 have not done. Our corrupt Ford Foundation and Annenberg Foundation and these big globalist foundations since 49 put Mao Zedong in power, had him invade Korea, and ordered MacArthur to stand down. And they use it as a model of UN control to practice, just like Hitler and Stalin had split up Poland or split up other areas of Europe before World War II or in the first years of it, before the big war kicked off during the German expansion. Russia and Germany would divide countries. Well, the UN set it up where it'd be the arbiter set up by the Rockefellers on record to decide how land would get divided up. If you look all over the world, the West and Russia would divide up land, or the West and China would divide up land. So that's basically what happened. They tested that whole police action that killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, 3 million Koreans on both sides. Now, 60-plus years later, to the grandson of the first communist dictator, Trump is, turn it loose. We'll have no more drills. We'll pull our military out 80%. You've got to cut your military. You've got to get rid of all the nukes. We will instantly come in with power stations. We will come in with sewer treatment. We will come in, and we will start building giant hotels here next year. By next year, we will start building gigantic hotels. The South is ready to pour in with hundreds of billions of dollars. We're ready to come in. There will be a gold rush into your country, the likes of which you've never seen, guaranteed. Just put down all the communist flags. Stop it. Stop starving people to death. So you need to be powerful and lord over them. Stop being devil worshipers. I mean, it's that simple. Put down the red devil flags. Just stop it. If you'll just do that, you notice they were using their national flag at these events, not their Communist Party flags. You're already starting to remove that a little bit. So that's the reality of what Trump went in and showed him. And it's the right thing to do, because you could leave it where China gets all the raw materials for nothing. China uses it as an absolute slave colony, just like the China uses its own people as slaves. The Communist Chinese see the poor farmers and all their people as just dog meat. They see them as absolute food. They see them as absolute garbage. The Chinese told the U.S., go ahead and nuke us. We want to get rid of half our population. While they signed up with the Rockefellers to reduce their population massively with the one-child policy and killed 500, per town in some areas. We're talking about 50 million, children, little girls nationwide that got killed. But we're talking about massive, massive, massive numbers of people and mobile execution vans and just this ruthless, cold-blooded, anti-human, perfectly communist, perfectly technocrat attitude of China, who really is the villain. China owns Hollywood. China owns our debt. China's all over the South China Sea. China's expanding. China's threatening everybody. China got the Office of Personnel Management files, $21 million from Obama. China is the dominant force expanding. Russia's not in our business. Russia is trying to stabilize itself. The U.S. is trying to stabilize itself. And Trump's trying to use our power. He's trying to use that to parlay it into unifying Korea, basically, with economic power into the next decade. And into the decade after that, having real unification like Eastern and Western Germany, and it's within grasp. We have people absolutely demonizing that idea and coming after it and saying, well, you know, this is a terrible thing Trump's done. If Obama could have done one-tenth of this, they would have given him another Nobel Peace Prize. But I don't think Trump wants one of these so-called peace prizes because Kissinger and Al Gore and people have got them and Obama has them. It's a albatross around your neck. When we come back, we'll play some clips of Trump's powerful press conference. Owen Schroyer is going to chime in as well. And we've got Katie Hopkins from Moscow coming up, bottom of the hour. But straight ahead, Trump says, I said, look at it from the perspective of real estate. Between China, the second biggest economy in the world, South Korea, independently, the highest GDP in the world. Think for yourself. Be smart. Get out of the communism. Get rid of it. And stop enslaving your people. This is the best shot for communist evil to get its boot off the neck of those people. And Trump's knocked it out of the park again.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
As an example, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean, right? So I said, boy, look at that. Wouldn't that make a great condo behind? And I explained, I said, you know, instead of doing that, you could have the best hotels in the world right there. Think of it from a real estate perspective. You have South Korea, you have China, and they own the land in the middle. How bad is that, right? It's great. But I told them, I said, you may not want to do what's there. You may want to do a smaller version of it or, you know. And that could be. Although I tell you what, he looked at that tape, he looked at that iPad, and I'm telling you, they really enjoyed it, I believe.
Here's the bottom line. Trump is trying to save North Korea. The UN and the globalists are on record putting Mao in power, letting him invade, trying to take it over, having it be a UN police action, blocking MacArthur from winning. It was a model of Vietnam to come. Then China exploits North Korea for its raw material, just like China's exploiting us and everybody else and their own people. And now Trump is reaching out and trying to break the stalemate and bring North Korea in out of the dark, a huge victory for America and the world. And the North is moving towards giving up its weapons to do this because he's first brought them to their knees. And our mainstream media that praised Obama trying to have meetings and praised others, praised Jimmy Carter, is now saying Trump's a bad guy. Now, Jimmy Carter's saying Trump is a good guy. Vladimir Putin says that Trump's acting like an adult. This is the right thing to do. I don't like Kim Jong-un and third-generation dictators, but he was born into it. And he's signaling he's ready to get out of it. This is the reality of what's happening. Trump is trying to save North Korea. This is a major victory for the world. It's very, very exciting. We're ready to rewrite a new chapter between our two nations. Trump declares victory, boasting that he trusts Kim Jong-un and persuaded him to sign a very comprehensive agreement for complete denuclearization after nearly 5 hours of meetings. Now, that's just breaking. Let's expand on this. Why was he patting him on the back? Because everybody knows in body language, not just in Asia, but face-saving, he's got to do that so that can be shown to their people. And that propaganda is so powerful that they'll have to show it to their people. Propaganda just means political information. It could be white, black, or gray. This is white propaganda. It's truthful. By doing that, they will show it to their people, and that will start dominoes falling where that will get the entire state apparatus behind moving towards the West and prosperity, the biggest thing those starving, dying people need in North Korea. Again, you have a GDP in the North of $12.3 billion. You have a GDP in the South of $1.4 trillion, 113 times bigger. And the South just continues to grow. This is the reality. Meanwhile, back in America, CNN that defended the Clintons giving nuclear missile secrets and fissile material to the North, that defended Obama on record, folks, helping transfer the Office of Personnel Management database to the Communist Chinese, letting Apple move to Communist China, the total sellout of our country. We have MSNBC panel saying that Trump is a wannabe despot. A wannabe despot going over there. Just hear it for yourself. Here it is.
From our closest ally in the North. That's, of course, Canada, Trudeau. It causes us no trouble. And then you see him huddling, these pictures of him huddling, you know, with the other guy, with Putin. You know, it's really a statement.
He can relate.
He likes Putin.
Donald Trump can relate to authoritarians. He, as a former businessman, he likes absolute control. And
is he a wannabe despot?
I've conceded that for years now. I mean, we're going on years. All of his behavior, his attacks on the free press, his attacks on alliances that are designed to strengthen our security. This is not, he feels more of it. He calls Kim Jong-un honorable, yet Justin Trudeau of Canada
should go to hell.
He's weak. He can be.
All right, let's comment on that.
Despot. He wouldn't be the first.
Yeah. Trump's a wannabe despot. So here's what's going on. Trudeau is an enemy. Trudeau has a 260%+ tariff on us on dairy alone. Trudeau is taking the word mother and father out of government documents and out of the national anthem, mankind. Trudeau is a globalist. Trudeau's a puppet. Trump knows when he's meeting with Putin, or he's meeting with Kim Jong-un, or he's meeting with the Chinese president, he's meeting with people that are actually in charge. And over in those areas of the world, people hug each other and stuff unless they're an enemy. So Trump is over there buttering that creature up so that, just look, take a bunch of money. Stop enslaving your people like a vampire. You idiot. You could be like the South. So Trump's doing a great job. And so these scumbags that normally were criticizing Trump, we could pull this up just 6 months ago, calling him Rocket Man and a dictator, and we might nuke you, putting the pressure on. Oh, how dare you talk like this to Kim Jong-un. Remember MSNBC, CNN? Oh, how dare you talk bad to Kim Jong-un. Now, oh, my gosh. Oh, you're so horrible being nice to him because he's making the deal. He made the deal back in March. And then the deal's been agreed to, and now they've had the public deal. That was just the marriage you just saw. We were already engaged in March. We went through the engagement process up until now, and now you just saw them get married. The agreement's done. If they pull out of it, there's going to be hell to pay. That's how real business gets done. It's how America used to do things, called straight shooting. Gaddafi came in, 8 years, invested over $100 billion in the West, and everything we said. We sent in spies, overthrew his ass, killed him, and brought in radical Muslims to blow everything up. Because the globalists don't want any independent areas around the world. They're doing well. They want to keep you like Africa or like North Korea starving to death. Just like China keeps its people. Here's another clip. Here's Chris Hayes saying similar garbage. Here's Chris Hayes. Then we've got Max Boot and more. Here's Chris Hayes.
I mean, you know, what he is able to do is not care enough to get through every successive interaction. And other people are burdened by caring. Shinzo Abe. Other people are burdened by a set of conceptions of their fidelity or duties to the state they represent.
Trump is not burdened by caring or actually doing what he says he'll do. He's completely doing what he said he would do, 95% when you guys 95% lie. It's a total 180. He totally cares. He's totally committed. He's getting nothing but results from the VA, the economy, you name it. Unlocking the secret technologies for medicine, all of it like I told you he'd do. And then Chris Hayes is inverting reality about how he's unburdened from the truth. He's unburdened from caring. He lies. These are the ultimate liars telling us this. Continue.
He is kind of unburdened by that. And so you've got a situation now where no one, I don't think anyone thinks that Donald Trump cares in some deep way, just as a person, whether about the substance of the matter. Like, is there verified denuclearization? Is there a move towards liberalization?
Or any of the human rights issues
right,
that Nick's talking about. I imagine him making that case.
Right. He cares about the headlines, and everyone knows that was on the other side of the table.
That's good. They're not budging on the human rights. It's getting worse. Putting the pressure on him killed a lot of people. But he had to get them to the table to save the rest. Okay? So this is pure crap. They're the ones that helped prop this up. The literal foundations that put Mao in and then allowed that war. These are the grandchildren of those folks. Let's play CNN. This is from when he was going. Said he'll be jet lagged. It'll fail. Nothing's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. Now before the agreement's even dry, they're saying it isn't a real agreement. Unbelievable. No, North Korea's been begging for a hand. But the Chinese communists have kept him down the ground. You watch what happens. This is going to succeed unless the neocons and leftists kill Trump. Let's. When we come back, I'm going to play this clip. And then Katie Hopkins from St. Petersburg. Totally different area. Not Moscow. Beautiful St. Petersburg, I'm told. I'm getting my orders from Putin. We're going to talk to Katie Hopkins, the great analyst from Fox News. Straight ahead, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Please spread the live links to this broadcast. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, global peace is breaking out. Prosperity also, as the return of the West begins to happen, as globalism is put on its heels worldwide. But I just played clips of you joined us, of MSNBC host Chris Hayes, Chris Matthews, you name it, saying that Trump is a despot. Trump doesn't care. Trump's helping the human rights abuses. Trump's going in to get a peace deal to denuclearize and then bring in the West and economic investment to try to save those people. just like we did in East Germany. But the media is completely freaking out and demonizing it. And I wanted to go to old neocon Max Boot on CNN saying that, any president could have done this. No, not any president could have gone and got these deals because they didn't. And the West helped prop this up and let China continue to use North Korea for raw materials as a slave state. Communist China hates North Korea and has been controlling it all along. This is a major move by Trump to go in there and try to free these people, and it should only be saluted. You know, if Trump hadn't been taking action the last few years as a maverick and winning every time, I'd say maybe it is a gamble. Maybe it's a possibly negative gamble. But with him coming up like a slot machine, you know, triple cherries every time, 10 pulls in a row, I'm betting on Trump. The guy has got right on his side. He's charmed right now. And this is amazing. He's shaking things up. So here's Max Boot.
He wants a place on the international stage. He wants to be recognized as an equal by the President of the United States. He wants to be seen as a nuclear power, and he's achieving all that. This is a tremendous propaganda victory for him. Now, Scott just suggested it was a huge victory for Donald Trump simply to come to the summit. Well, you know, I beg to differ because, in fact, any previous president could have easily had a summit with any previous leader of North Korea because they've all been very eager to be legitimated by the President of the United States, and Donald Trump is the first one to agree to do that. Well, I mean, this was just a fiasco at the G7. I've never seen anything like this. And the contrast is all the greater when we see the way that Donald Trump is glad-handing Kim Jong-un, who the enslaver of his people.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was his grandfather, and it was the big banks that put Mao in and the CIA, and they wouldn't let MacArthur defeat the communist Chinese. So it was the West splitting that country up with communist China and letting China use it for raw materials that did this, and now Trump's trying to fix it. Max Boot, it's you guys that launched all the illegal Iraq wars. It's you guys that helped get Bill Clinton elected. It's you guys that helped get Obama elected. It's you guys that told us about the New World Order. You're the anti-gun, anti-family, anti-American neocon Republicans that when Trotsky got his butt kicked out of Russia, he came here to Mexico and got killed, and then Crystal's dad and all of them came up here literally on record and set up the neocons to take over the Republican Party. Well, guess what? We're taking it back from you, Max Boot. Now, incredible journalist, researcher, Katie Hopkins, contributor to Fox News, is in St. Petersburg, Russia, and I want to get her take on this and her whole geopolitical view. I mean, what do you think, Katie? Now the neocons, the Democrats, all the usual suspects have combined forces, and they're saying anybody could have done this. This means nothing. This is bad. Just a few months ago, they were saying if Trump could do this, he'd go down in history as a great president, but he couldn't do it. So I'm telling you, he could find the cure for cancer, and they'd get upset, Katie.
It's a joy watching their heads explode today because they cannot cope with this at all. And it's been really fun watching them try to cover it. They pull the same faces that they pulled when we got Brexit, when Trump was elected. They just don't know how to articulate the words because they can't bear that he's successful. What we see today is the Peace Prize because, of course, it's been now that Trump ordered the Nobel Peace Prize to this first meeting. But, of course, they could never give the prize to a conservative. So I think it's a joy to say for any Trump supporter, and yet another reminder that if you want to silence a Democrat, all you have to ask them is, who have you got to beat Trump in 2020? And they don't have an answer.
Katie Hobbs is our guest. I am in Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. She is in St. Petersburg, right there at the heart of Russian culture and so much of European culture as well. And her Skype's a little choppy to me. Is that choppy to you, or is it just choppy to me, crew? Okay, we'll try to work on that chop here because Katie's always so riveting with her information. Looking at this, we can pull these articles up, Katie. Just 6 months ago, just 3 months ago, they were saying, how dare Trump be saying, Rocket Man, we may have to take you out, fire and fury. How dare you be talking bad about Kim Jong-un? He's a leader. CNN said he's a great man. I mean, even conservative media said, my God, you're like cheerleading for Kim Jong-un. That was the process of bringing him to the table, as you know, Katie, the art of the deal. So we should get the clips of them saying, don't ever be nice to Kim Jong-un. Now they're saying it's bad to be nice to Kim Jong-un to get him to come in out of the dark. Katie?
Absolutely, and I think it's something we've, anybody that's a Trump supporter like you or I knew, when we saw that the meeting was called off, I tweeted, other people tweeted to say, you know, we knew that was going to be back on. We knew this meeting would happen. This is just the way he works.
Explain that to people that don't know. It's very formulaic. It's very straight shooting. It's why people now, foreign leaders, people are starting to like Trump. It's because what you say is what you get. If he's going to attack you, if you don't give up the nukes, take money and hotels and your people being rich, or we're going to invade you because you're threatening everybody. You either going to die or you're going to be rich and live long and prosper. Explain the art of the deal to the libtards.
Yes, so the art of the deal is always negotiating from a position of strength. And you've seen that repeatedly with Trump's work. So he will talk about adding tariffs, of course, to oil and gas or steel or whatever, in order to put himself in the strength, in the position of strength at the negotiating table, meaning other countries have to come to Trump to beg for favors. So he's completely turning the tables for America. As he says, for too long, America has been everybody's piggy bank. Everybody's been raiding America. He makes it so that America is in the position of strength. Everybody else has to come crawling to him for him to allow them into the deal. And that's exactly what he did with North Korea as well. You'll remember the point where he called off that meeting in order to reassert his position as the position of strength and for Kim Jong-un to feel in some way grateful that that meeting happened. And we'll see him carry on doing this throughout his presidency, which is putting Americans back where he said he would, which is putting America first. And it's been brilliant to see the eunuchs of Europe, Merkel, Macron, others, just absolutely fall apart. I think you'll have seen that picture of Donald Trump at the meeting table.
Hey, I was about to ask them. I was about to ask them to pull it up from my Twitter. I know you tweeted it as well from last Saturday or so, where they're all around the table. He's sitting down like the king. No need to be on the throne. He's sitting there with his arms crossed. And they're all, and of course, there's video of it as well. You got the Chinese delegation behind him. You've got the Japanese. You've got the South Koreans all lined up with the U.S. And again, the United States paid for this whole world system. But then now all Trump is saying is, listen, we're not going to be the only ones paying for it anymore. And they're having to come to their knees and they don't know what to do. Please continue.
It was a perfect picture. It was, you know, it's a picture, I think, that perfectly encapsulated Trump's presidency to date. You've got Merkel leaning on the table, Macron trying to get his little face in the picture because he's desperate for attention at all times. And then right in the back corner, just like meat in the room, you know, irrelevance. There's Justin Trudeau from Canada, who Trump spectacularly ignores. And then Trump's there. He's very much the central figure in that room. He's got the Japanese with him. It's all about Trump, and in many ways that's so true of the whole media narrative right now. It is all about Trump, and that's one thing CNN can't see and the liberals can't see. They might want to hate him, but they cannot stop talking about him, and that's only going to do great things for 2020. But it's amazing to see how weak Europe is right now. It's incredibly divided. The populists are on the march. You know, we've seen the League victory in Italy, very strong now, pushing away the migrants.
That's what I wanted to hit next. Segwaying out of Korea with Katie Hopkins. I want to now get into the fall of the authoritarian Europe, how Russia ties into that, what's happening with Brexit. She's been at the heart of that and more. Katie Hopkins, Fox contributor, will tell you her websites and more on the other side. Be sure and follow her on Twitter as well. We'll be right back. This is A Global Revolution Against Tyranny.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on the heels of the historic summit they said would never happen. They said the economy would never go past 3%. They said the EU would never start breaking up. Katie Hopkins isn't just a journalist, isn't just a Fox News analyst, isn't just a best-selling author, a researcher, writer. She's also, what I would call just eyes and ears top analyst. And from everything I'm seeing, the EU is now in full collapse. They finally admitted to the full collapse. Soros is panicking. A, is that accurate, Katie Hopkins? B, break down the waterfront for us. And what do you think comes next in this unraveling of the unelected authoritarian EU? And then Owen Schroyer is in the ATX studio. Owen, feel free to jump in any time. Katie Hopkins.
It's absolutely correct. I think Europe is as weak as it's ever been and more divided than it's ever been in peacetime. So just how that breaks down for you in Italy, the populists are resurgent. The Five Star plus the League just got in. So a populist movement supported by Putin and others, and in a really great move that supported really widely across Europe, they've just rejected an NGO boat, a charity rescue boat across the Med, 629 Africans, Libyans on board, and they said, no, you will not dock at this Italian port. Matteo Salvini fulfilling his election promises, saying no more migrants to Italy. And that's a fantastic win for the right wing, for populists like myself. You've got Viktor Orban, of course, in Hungary. He's absolutely forcing ahead secure borders, Christian culture, no Muslim invasion of Hungary. And then in Austria, they've just shut down seven mosques and they are going to repatriate the extremist imams that have been preaching out of the mosques. So if you see that this pattern building of the populist resurgence, Merkel was crippled in the polls. The alternative for Deutschland, the populist, they are the main opposition party in Germany. So everywhere we look, there is hope now and we have our little heads up. And I really believe with the Spanish just taking that migrant boat, saying, yes, okay, we'll take it, the Spanish will be the next to see the populists in power in about a year's time, and I look forward to that as well.
Katie, you are reading my mind. I was telling him earlier, pull up the photo of Trump with everybody like he's the king and they're in the court because we hold the power of economics and history and we've been financing these globalists. And I was just now telling them via text message because I'm in Hawaii, they're in Texas, you're in St. Petersburg, Russia, for those that just joined us. I'm texting them saying, pull up the Zodiac boats landing just like the old African invasions of the Moors. So they have this on screen. 10 million people, Soros publicly funding this, saying we're going to Islamify Europe. This is a true invasion, not trying to help these people. That's why they're all military-age men. They're saying, come invade. How did the left think that everybody would accept this? Because I saw the thing in Germany. They have a moment of silence. It's on InfoWars.com. Talk about that right now. The thing in Germany that just came out where they have the moment of silence for the young girl, you know, raped and attacked and people that have been, and the left is chanting against her, like when the illegal alien shoots the young woman in the back in San Francisco and the media, defends that and the jury lets them go. I mean, this is getting insane. Tell us about this EU Parliament video we're showing.
Absolutely. So I think one of the things we've really noticed in terms of this migrant crossing across the Med, this sense finally, so many people like myself since 2014 have been saying stop the boats. We must stop the boats. Criticised for saying that. I spent a lot of time in southern Italy and Sicily trying to stop the boats and still they come. So I think there's a real tension now. Macron from France is criticising Italy for not taking the boat. All the while, of course, Spain will take the boat, but the people in Spain aren't happy about that. So what we've got are these globalist leaders fighting against their own people. People don't want these migrants in their country. Germany's just seen what's happened where a migrant with a previous conviction for rape, he took that 14-year-old girl. She was strangled and raped and dumped in bushes by the rail tracks. She was from the Jewish community. And, of course, it's one of the problems we're seeing a lot in Germany and other places. It's the Jewish community, thanks to Soros bringing over these Muslim migrants, it's the Jewish community that are persecuted once again. And a number of people I know in Germany are looking to migrate out of Germany again. They say that this is the second wave of the Jewish people needing to leave Germany, which is frightening. And I also get emails. I sent one to your team earlier, if they're able to pull it up. Very sad emails, Alex, from elderly men and women, the age of my parents, 75, proud Brits. And they say to me, your viewers might be able to see it on screen, I'm not sure. They say that I'm glad I'm old. I'm glad I'm old and I won't live to see my country fall. And they feel sorry for young people in Britain and Europe because their country will never be the country that they used to know. And those are really hard emails to get, actually, from the elderly. I never know quite how to respond.
Well, it's the sad resignation, but here's the good news. The spirit of liberty is coming back. The globalists admit this is an organized invasion, to quote, in Christianity. We have George Soros' statements. We had Peter Sutherland, who died this year, his statements. These are the admitted insane statements. Why do you think the left and these billionaires have such a hatred of the West and hatred of Christianity and almost like a cuckolding or a fetish? I guess like a Satanist wants to torture a child to death for no reason. They want to destroy something good. It'd be one thing if these were real migrants and some migration and people and all that's wonderful, but total invasion, saying we're going to overwrite Europe, Hollywood, every movie demonizing Christianity or families. The top educator in England, as you know, just 2 weeks ago said, thank God we're getting rid of the family, the nuclear family's bad, and then a judge says, well, you're 7 times more likely to be in prison if you're not. I mean, what is this full-out assault on anything normal?
It seems to me, observing leaders across Europe in particular, because they're the ones that have been so determined to see the fall of the Christian culture and so determined to perpetuate this globalist agenda, it seems to me that managed decline, you know, that phrase of managed decline, they make just as much profit, they make just as much political gain by overseeing managed decline as they do for fighting for anything.
Exactly.
So whereas you guys have Trump fighting for America, fighting for Americans, we have your
new renaissance.
Yeah, it's just as easy for our guys to manage the decline of their countries and make that a profitable thing for themselves politically, because the more Muslims you import, if you're able to attract the Muslim vote, of course you're going to get yourself re-elected. And that's exactly what you see in America and California with this push for illegals, because it's the only way Democrats to know to get themselves re-elected is to import voters that will, of course, vote for them.
But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, Katie Hopkins, of HopkinsWorld.com. So let me ask you this question. As the EU accelerates its collapse, as they threaten Eastern Europe with, you know, 100,000 euro fines, they don't take in the illegals, it seems it's only waking people up faster. Looking at the tea leaves, what do you expect to see happening in the next few years? It seems like globalism is just being routed.
Yes, and this is the exciting thing, and that's what that picture said to me, of Trump with his arms crossed with Merkel and Macron and Trudeau in the back of the room, stood there with Japan. You'll have heard, given that I'm reporting from Russia for you today, you'll have heard Trump say very clearly, very carefully, on a number of occasions, Putin should be back in the room. Putin should be back with the G8. And that's precisely what I see happening. A realignment between Putin, America and Japan as the fight back against the globalists really begins, where people here in Russia, they believe they are Russian first and they will put the Russian culture first, and they are 85% Christians here in St. Petersburg. Wow. Same for America with Trump, and I think Japan coming in very nicely. This is the fight back against the globalists, and this is where it all starts, and I'm thoroughly thrilled and excited by it.
That's right. Well, Japan's taken zero refugees, just like Saudi Arabia. And Japan, you look at the photos, but also policy. South Korea fully aligned with us. Australia is now aligning. The UK, you know, leading the way with Brexit. So it's the UK, the United States, a few pockets in Europe waking up, Australia, and just free market people worldwide. Brazil's starting to wake up, aligning against the communist Chinese, the radical Islamists, the corrupt Vatican, the unelected EU, and Hollywood. I think we're going to win this, Katie Hopkins. We're going to come back in just 2 minutes, do 5 more minutes with you. I want to ask you about Free Tommy Robinson, a powerful video you have at HopkinsWorld.com. You also have it on your Twitter. We're going to play some of that when we come back. And get Owen Schroyer to pop in with his take. KT Hopkins at Twitter. Be sure and follow that. I'm Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Be sure to retweet those. They hate it when we do it. And don't forget, free shipping ends this week at InfoWarsStore.com. About your purchases, we can't finance this operation. X2 is 50% off, but it's going to end this week. Get X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.